AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he was rejected by NATO and other allies to help resume the flow of ship traffic in the Strait of Hormuz.
I think NATO's making a very foolish mistake. And I've long said that, you know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test. Because we don't need them, but they should have been there.
A top counterterrorism official resigned today, citing concerns about the justification for the military strikes in Iran. Joe Kent, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, said he cannot in good conscience back the Trump administration's war. House Speaker Mike Johnson backs the president.
I don't know where Joe Kent is getting his information, but he wasn't in those briefings, clearly, because the Secretary of State, the Secretary of War, and everyone, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Kane, they had exquisite intelligence that we understood that this was a serious moment for us. Had the president waited, I am personally convinced that we would have mass casualties of Americans, service members and others, and our installations would have been dramatically damaged.
In Iraq, two drones were shot down by a defense system at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, while a third drone crashed inside the embassy compound. Israel says it killed two top Iranian officials. Attorney General Pam Bondi has been subpoenaed to answer questions from Congress about the Justice Department's sex trafficking investigation of Jeffrey Epstein and the agency's handling of the Epstein files. Police say one person is in the hospital. A suspect was shot after shooting at a VA clinic in Georgia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is calling for new people in charge of Cuba as the socialist island experiences its third nationwide blackout in 4 months. President Trump has called Cuba a very weakened nation. Oil prices are high, but the markets held on higher at the closing bell. This is AP News. Bank of America settles claims over lawsuits by Jeffrey Epstein victims.
The deal came the same day billionaire investor Leon Black was originally to be deposed. The October lawsuit accused B of A of ignoring $170 million Black paid from his account to Epstein, purportedly for tax and estate planning advice. Though not a defendant, Black was described as a critical witness. The lawsuit was brought on behalf of a woman identified as Jane Doe, who was living in Russia when she met Epstein in 2011. The suit says she was coerced into a cult-like life. Julie Walker, New York.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is warning personal criticism of federal judges is dangerous, and it's got to stop. It comes 2 days after President Trump called a federal judge who ruled against the administration wacky, nasty, crooked, and totally out of control. Roberts was careful not to single out the president or anyone else. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.